Governor Bill Walker's administration proposes selling bonds to pay $800 million in exploration and production credits overdue to smaller North Slope oil companies.
It's in everyone's interest to try to work through these tax credits and get them paid and off the state's books as quickly as possible.
State Tax Division Director Ken Alper says getting the credits off the company's books is equally important.
Because a lot of them are in default on one or another of their loans, awaiting payment on these credits. And once they can clear up their own balance sheets, they'll be able to start borrowing money again and do more oil drilling activity in Alaska.
Alper notes that the bonding proposal does include discounting the face value of the cash credits.
It's going to depend on the individual tax credit and when the company would expect to get paid from the state. The bond bill that we'll be introducing on Friday has a formula in it that says the further in the future your expected payment would be, the less you'll be offered by the state to purchase it, because there'll be a discount rate with an X number of years built into it.
It's not appropriate that we're attaching strings to a bill that we owe.
Senate President Pete Kelly of Fairbanks says how the discount provisions are handled will determine his level of support for the proposal, but he's optimistic.
I think it's a good faith effort for him to get those off the books.
The bonding plan could also affect another avenue for industry cash credits. Under an oil tax credit reform bill passed last session, the credits can be used to pay back tax settlements, like a pending $165 million agreement between the state and Trans-Alaska pipeline owners announced in December.
The back taxes, they were not known. They were not part of our ongoing revenue picture.
Senator Kelly says he's unsure if the settlement was anticipated when the industry-friendly amendment was added to the reform bill.
I don't remember if that was the case.
Pipeline owner companies like BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil being able to buy credits to pay the settlement is significant, because smaller companies might sell them at a discount if there's no other avenue for redemption. The state's Alper says the administration's bonding proposal could provide that.
The state's offer, in some ways, is going to set the floor for what the offers to purchase credits might be from the industry. In other words, whatever we're prepared to offer, if the majors want to buy credits, they would have to offer at least that much.
Alper emphasizes that the credits were offered to drive new development by smaller companies, and the state wants as much of their value as possible to go to them. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.